in the fourth shah. There he talks about the different levels of kapara that are necessary. Mitzvah Saseh, Elohim Saseh, Tzchayiv Koros, etc. And he writes the following. A person who violated a mitzvah's Elohim Saseh, not one that's Tzchayiv Koros, a conventional Elohim Saseh. Is yidag lavoinoi and for also tshuva, and he does tshuva for it, but tshuva does not clear away the problem yet. Yidag lavoinoi, he should be concerned about his oven because, in effect, he has an open file on him. It's not a final disposition of his case yet. V'yichsoif, and he should long v'chaka lagil yom kippur. He should wait. I can't wait until Yom Kippur comes, because on Yom Kippur I can get kapor. They'll close the case against me. And at that point, he'll be merutza before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until that point, he's not in good solid standing. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants the person to succeed. And I want to be in good favor before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Alken Omer, this is a very remarkable statement Rabbeinu Yonah makes. We know that there's a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. It's the Alken Omer, Zechonu Levrocho, Kolo Koveya Sud, the Erev Yom Kippur. A person that's Koveya Sud and Erev Yom Kippur. He learned it's Tavel Lasanos Chiva Siri, as if he was Mitzvah to fast on the 9th and the 10th. V'his Anabahem, and he fasted on both. So what's the Cheshbet? He fasted on the 10th. So what's the Pshat? Yes, it's considered. Pshat is because with the fact that he celebrated on the 9th, he made a suda. He's rejoicing that the time of his kapara has arrived. Tomorrow I'm going to have kapara. But it shows, in fact, how much he's concerned about his chaton, that it's now the Yom Kippur is coming. It's a reason to celebrate the arrival of Yom Kippur. So, in effect, he has 2 days, the avoda of both days, the avoda of the Simcha of Erev Yom Kippur shows, in fact, how significant Yom Kippur is. And that is actually the observance of Yom Kippur itself. So it's as if, in fact, he has 2 days which are dedicated to Yom Kippur. And therefore, it's Kehilu with Anna, Chiva Asiri. He gets Schar, Kehilu with Tabulis Anna's Chiva Asiri. Because both of them are to take, what's the fast and the tenth, is to take Yom Kippur in the right level. So on the 9th he's possessed with the significance of Yom Kippur. The simcha that we come to Mechilas Avonos, the Rebbeinu Shalom's readiness to be Mekabala Shuv Banim Shavavim, it makes no difference what we've done, how far we've strayed from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The door is always open. The door remains open. We can come and knock and the Rebbeinu Shalom will let us in. And therefore, the Torah, it's a mitzvah to say, to celebrate on Erev Yom Kippur. Vashenis, and the realization of that it's a yontif, is ki b'shor yom tov v'nachn kov m'sudah l'simchas ha-mitzvah. Since it's a day of, it's a special, this simchas ha-mitzvah of celebrating each chag, so we have a sudah to celebrate it. This is one of the big themes of the Shari Tshuva, that Simchas HaMitzvahs is one of the highest madrigas. Brings a pasuk in Divrei Ayomim, and then he quotes a pasuk in Dvarim, and he says, "Asher lo yavata, tachas asher lo yavata." So that means what we're expected is to be mesameach. So how are we going to celebrate Yom Kippur? We could observe it, but how are we going to celebrate it? Neishatzom b'yom haKippurim, since it's a fast day, is nischayavnu l'kboya suda al simchat samitzvah b'erev yom haKippurim. So the suda to celebrate Yom Kippur, as we have a suda as yontif and every yontif, the shame, the honor and joy of the mitzvah, so the suda is an erev yontif. the trepidation on one hand, but the joy. It's a joyful day. It's a day that we can connect with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a day that we can have Mechilas Avonos. We have to have a Suda. An Erev Tisha B'Av, we're not concerned with a Suda. We have Suda for a different reason. If we don't eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur, how's a person going to have strength to conduct himself properly on the Tainus and to do tshuva? Especially according to Rabbeinu Yoyin, there's a particular mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur itself. So where was a person going to have the wherewithal to do that if he doesn't have strength? But there are two out of three reasons that to celebrate the arrival of Yom Kippur. So that's a perspective that we have to have. That the love that the Rabbeinu Shalom has for us, his willingness to accept us, his accessibility, and as Rabbeinu Yonah wrote at the very beginning of the Shari Tshuva, even if something is beyond our natural abilities, we can access the Yad Dishmaya for that too. So the Chassidim say, you know, there's a sug of Yish Shalom Midas in Bab Metzia. So the Chassidim say Yish Shalom Midas. It's without Seichel, Yish. We have the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says he's ready to accept us, b'tshuva b'rav shalom, no matter what we've done. He'll make himself accessible to us. Dir Shah Hashem b'himotza. If we can't do it ourselves, he'll give us siyata d'shmaya. And he's willing to put us back in good standing with him, chayim b'rtzaynoi. And to wipe off our chatom as if they didn't exist. So what excuse do we have not to do tshuva? Elamai, we need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in ourselves. Chaim Tzanzer used to say, there was a Yid, that he knew, a chosh of a Yid. He said his milo was, he says, every day he got up and he did tshuva, totally unmindful of the fact that he tried yesterday to do tshuva and didn't succeed. You know, normally we get deterred. I tried. How many times do I try? I tried. Okay, I'm frustrated. That's it, you know. I will find something else to do with myself. But the determination to proceed forward, even if we haven't succeeded, that's what we need. We need the determination. When we're determined, there are no obstacles. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is beficho v'vav chal asosa. We have to get to put the car in gear. Once we put it in gear, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will do the rest for us. So Yom Kippur is a time of simcha, to rejoice. To rejoice. So that's a perspective that we have to take to go into Yom Kippur, I would say.